This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A couple of stories now about corporate mergers and acquisitions, why they happen and what they mean. Item one, Big Ag, Big Agriculture, a $66 billion deal just got the go-ahead from antitrust regulators. The German conglomerate Bayer has been cleared to acquire St. Louis-based Monsanto, which, as you might know, has profited for years from the success of its herbicide Roundup and from seeds that are designed to be tolerant of it. Now, though, adaptive biology being what it is, the company's having to bet on its next-generation products. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
Monsanto's been a pioneer in high-tech herbicides and seeds the last two decades. Farmers plant Monsanto's genetically altered seeds, say corn, soy, cotton, spray Roundup, and voila, only the weeds die. It adds up to an estimated $10 billion in sales every year. But nature has struck back through superweeds that are Roundup resistant. Mike Bolje teaches agricultural economics and business at Purdue.
Weeds do develop resistance, some weeds more rapidly than others to some chemicals, but it's a natural phenomena.
So now Monsanto's betting on a Generation 2 herbicide, a new chemical called dicamba. But it gets blown away by the wind and can kill crops next door that aren't tolerant of dicamba. Big crop damage in 10 states last year. Jonas Oxgaard is analyst at Bernstein Research.
Roundup, it doesn't really drift. You put it on the field and it stays in the ground, and that's it. With dicamba, it has a higher volatility. It evaporates from the field and it can be blown away.
He says there's a risk dicamba could get pulled off the market. And Monsanto faces broader criticism from environmental groups unhappy about gene-altered foods and the toxicity of its chemicals. Still, a lot of farmers in the world use these products, says analyst Chris Perella at Bloomberg Intelligence.
I would say almost all, if not all, of the corn and soybean produced in the U.S. and in Brazil and Argentina is resistant to herbicide, at least one form of herbicide at this point.
Which is a big reason Bayer is buying Monsanto. The final regulatory approvals for the deal could come in a couple months. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.